Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Great. Good. Great. Thanks for having me.
Give me your history of Becky as it applies to Dark Shadow Recording.
Well, my history and the history with the label are kind of one and the same. I met her about 97 when I was going, took a visit to ETSU to check it out as a possibility for a master's degree in choral conducting, oddly enough.
How about that?
Ended up not going that direction, but we stayed connected for a while, ran into her at an IBMA event in Louisville. And the band she was touring with was looking for a mandolin player, and I was 25 and single and thought, why not? Mm-hmm. So from Massachusetts, I moved to Nashville and toured for a couple of years. We toured together in a band. And then kind of went our separate ways. I went off and did some other things and landed with the Sam Bush Band, where I've been since 06. And Becky went off and did some other things and began my journey as an engineer and started the label around 2008 or 9, something like that, as a vehicle for my educational series. I have some harmony training CDs that I've done. I'm always a longtime educator. And fast forward to her wanting to put out a project, and I'd started releasing some things. I released an album for the Rigneys on my label. And as we started chatting about the possibility of her hiring me to do a record for her as producer and engineer, talked with my wife, and we both agreed it'd be a really neat fit to have her as part of our label and try to grow the brands, both hers and ours, together. And I really started this label to try to give folks a leg up on the industry a little bit. It wasn't really designed as a money-making venture. It was more of a, how can I help the community in a way that I see a need, to fill a need that I see. And
how many records have you done together?
We have only done two together. I performed on her Little Bird record years ago, but the Tween Earth and Sky was our first album with me as producer and her on the label. Mm-hmm. And now Crepe Paper Heart is our second project. So,
well, it's kind of the scenario that every entrepreneur and record making dreams of, where you took a chance on an artist that you believed in and saw potential. And over those years, she's taken awards in songwriting, fiddle playing, and vocal at IBMA. The spotlight is now in a big way on her. And so your belief has been a critical to that chance to have that success and has sort of validated your judgment.
For sure. I mean, anyone that's met Becky knows how talented she is. There's no doubt about that. I'm thankful that she took a chance with us to make that first record and then to continue on for this other project. And I think, you know, we've made fun records together. And I believe and I hope that this is true for her as well. But I think the projects that we've made together were sort of, the sum is better than either of our parts. And I think that there's some magic in the studio when we're working these things. We have a nice chemistry, and we've known each other so long, we're able to be very clear and decisive with each other. Mm. And that helps. We've got a really good line of communication, especially when we're in tracking and there's other folks around, and it's really nice to have that rapport with each other.
Well, then what was the atmosphere and the kind of musicality, but the intent for Crepe Paper Heart? How'd you try to conjure up?
Well, it's interesting. We really saw this album. She had not solidified a touring band. She had folks that were out playing shows with her, but it wasn't a real deal yet in a meaningful way. And so my vision was, we'll get her band to come in on a couple, three, four cuts, and then we'll have all-star folks, because I've really wanted to support her vision and encourage her collaboration with other artists in the way that we did on Tween Earth and Sky. And as schedules got weird, and it turned out that the first session I was able to book was the one with her band. So we had three or four songs on the docket. And halfway through that day, I knew that was going to be the record.
I see.
They came in and knocked it out of the park, and they had been playing shows together, and they had a nice vibe, and everybody was really on the same page musically and otherwise, and they were used to playing together, which studio musicians are amazing, but you know, you're sort of thrown in with people you don't normally play with, and there's a certain symbiosis that happens with ensembles that play together on a regular basis,
right,
that it's just really hard to have that with people that you're not used to what they're playing or what they're hearing, or you know. And it's not to say one's better than the other by any stretch of the imagination, but her band was able to come in and play off each other because they had been out on the road doing stuff together. And between that and our, you know, we'd take them in, play them the song, sit down and arrange it collectively. I'm a very strong believer in the minds of the musicians that are in the studio. You're not just hiring them for their picking skills, but also their musical ideas, and not just for their solo, but for the entire tune. And if somebody has a great idea for a kickoff, then I want to hear it.
Yeah.
So we really sat down and massaged each of the arrangements into something the entire ensemble liked. Then we went in and tracked it. And like I said, after the first half a day of tracking with them, I knew that that's what needed to happen. And, you know, upon chatting with Becky about it, we both agreed that that was a smarter move than try to just hire random people, because we had a cool vibe, and it is nice for the band if they're on the road with her anyways. It's a little, as a sideman, I know that it feels weird when the person you play with just made a record with somebody else.
Yeah.
It's just a little weird, you know. And so you know, that's also in the back of my mind. We want to be respectful of these guys and their musicianship and include them in any way we can. We didn't promise anything out of the gate, but when it made sense for them to be the core of the album, it really felt good on many levels.
And up to this record, I would have described Becky's music as on the gentler side of the bluegrass spectrum, but this record does feel like it's got more bite, more edge, and more contemporary touches that I would associate with the String Dusters, for example. Do you feel that? Was that an intent, or did that just begin to happen by way of everybody's chemistry?
I think it's a combination of all of the above. I think when the band came in and were tasked with creating these songs, I think that their intensity and passion for being a part of the project elevated each of the performances in a way that just hiring folks to come in and pick may not get you. I also like to think that we set up a really nice environment for them to be able to be expressive and involved in the entire process. And I think that fosters that more intense performance. I think a lot of it is just the way they were getting after it, you know? The other thing, for anybody who's interested, we didn't use a click on this album. And that's sort of for most engineers.
Wow.
But I wanted to record people playing music together. And when they're uninhibited by that thing thunking away in their ears, sometimes that will give you
For folks who are listening and don't know what you're talking about, you mean a metronome.
Yes,
you
exactly. Know,
set that number and have it be rigid.
And have it be locked on. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't care if a song is metronomically perfect from the beginning to the end. If it's got a feel and makes me want to listen to it, I don't, you know, many of my favorite records are all over the map. You listen to old Flat and Scruggs stuff and yeah, it's just all over the place. But it's got life and it's got energy and it has the intensity and everybody's committed to every note. They're not scared they're going to be out of time. And so that was one of my reasons for encouraging that. And we used a click on a really slow song because it, you know, there's just miles between each beat. And then we used a reference on the Fairfield 4 track just because it's so a cappella. We just wanted to make sure we had something stationary because there's no instruments to bounce off of. So we wanted to make sure something was stationary. But, you know, for the most part, this is as live as we could make it. You know, there's little fixes here and there, but it is an organic performance of the song, not a manufactured performance of the song. And I think that's one of the things that speaks to what you're talking about, the intensity. And then just the song selection. Yeah. I think there's some gutsier songs. And Becky is a stronger artist now than she was when we made the other record. She knows more about what she wants to do on stage and with her own music. And I think that plays into it a large part.
Well, congrats on a terrific record. Best of luck with it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.